Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
So he is without a doubt one of UK's finest Punjabi singers. He has dropped banger after banger in his 15 years in the game. And you know what? He's dropped a new one for 2023. It's called 82. And to talk all about it, give it up and show some love for a man like JK.
Yay! What's happening, man? What's happening, Akshay? I hope you're well, brother.
Kabang, man. It's good to have you up on the show, brother. You know what? And let me tell you something. Yeah, you've hit the ground running for 2023, bro. This new track is on fire.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Tataki people, it's like getting lots of love from all over the world. We're getting all these like TikTokers on board. We're getting like just naturally, it's just grown so fast. We're like so grateful. I want to just say thank you to everyone, you know. So, Tandavade, it's like True School with his magic as always. And like, and I'm trying to deliver some fire myself with the vocals.
Without a doubt. And obviously, you know, you and True School, you know, have worked, you know, on so many projects together. What is your working relationship like now in the studio? Is there, you know, is there a bit of ESP now? You know, do you both know what you're thinking? You know, what he's going to do musically, what you're going to do vocally? You know, is there a bit of sixth sense going on? You know, what is your working relationship like now?
I think, like, we've known each other for a very, very long time. Like, and, like, obviously we're friends, very, very close friends. Like, you know what I mean? We chill together pretty much every day sort of thing. And like, yeah, like you said, it's like we kind of like are thinking the same thing, always type thing. So, unu bhi pata hunda, I mean, unu bhi pata hunda ki karna ki nahi karna type thing. But now it's like time for us to both like kind of like, you know, get a bit more busy, get more music out together, you know, push a little bit more harder, you know, because it's not getting easier. It gets harder and harder because there's always competition, right? So, on Ertigi, trying to push out more material and, yeah, he's a fun guy to be around, you know what I mean? We always have a laugh and a joke.
Without a doubt. And you know what? Music changes so much and it changes so fast. But what I love about, you know, what you guys put out, you know, you keep that essence of that Punjabi folk sound. And, know, you guys really, really just turn it up, man, you know? So hats off to True School for, you know, for the amazing production, you know, because you still keep the, you know, as I said, that folk sound, the Dhol and, you know, all the instruments, you know, is that a conscious thing that you guys, you know, want to keep like, in the tracks?
Like you just mentioned, like the genre, the music's changed so much from what it used to be. And like, we're proud people, like, you know, it makes me proud to be brown, like proud to be Punjabi, like type thing. So like, you know, it's, for me, the culture is very important. It's important for our kids to, like, you know, not only listen to, you know, the Gore Kale type songs, but to also listen to our Punjabi Bhangra Dhol type traditional cultural things as well. You know, it's good to have that in the system type thing. So yeah, it's always a conscious decision. And the other thing is, it's like, when you put a Dhol track on and you put like a hip hop track on and you're at a wedding and like, you know, you need the Dhol tracks there, you know, so jaruri hai.
Bilkul, bilkul. Now, listen, you know, as I said in the intro, 15 saal ho gaye, man, you know, you in the game, right?
In December, it will be 15 years in December, yeah. 15 saal ho jane hai. But yeah. This is the year.
But you know, you've seen a lot of ups and downs. You know, in the game. You know, what have you learned, brother man? You know, what's one of the valuable lessons you've learned? You know, what you know in this game.
One message I do want to say just to the youth, anyone coming into the game, or anyone like in life, just in general. What I've noticed is, no one's going to do anything for you. Like, you have to do everything yourself. You don't have time to, like, you know, mess about. It's your life, it's your career, it's your future. So you have to be the person that invests all the time and effort into you as an individual, as a person. So it's important to sit back, like, look at yourself, have a goal and like really execute your goals to get somewhere in life, you know, because no one really is there all the time. So you have to really take things into your own hands and your own control and always stay, you know, motivated, you know, be kind, do good things and stuff like that. So, and God always looks after you. Absolutely.
There we go. Wise words from JK. Now, bro, let's get into this new one. 82, man. Yeah. It's the new banger. Yeah. You know, it dropped a few weeks back. And as I said, man, it is just taking the industry by storm. It's taking the world by storm, all right? It is globally just absolutely popping everywhere. But the question everybody's asking, right? And I know you've been asked this numerous times, but I know you've explained it numerous times. But for the fans and the listeners who don't know, 82, man, bro, explain this title.
So, like, we were counting all the way to 100 and we got bored and we thought we stopped at 82 and thought, you know what, we'll go with 82. No. So basically the tempo of the song is actually in 82 BPM. So if you're into music and if you know anything about lair and rhythm, so the actual count, the beats are, it's at 82 BPM basically. And the other thing is the original Bob the Jet Bandit that came out in 1982. Basically the film where it all started, this type of song basically. So Shradhanjali Dorte and like, you know, Aprebano, you know, Koshish Kitiya to do something very similar to that type thing. And so we had a couple of reasons behind it. And so we thought we'd go with 82. And it gives us another point to like talk about the song itself, you know. So a good question.
there we go. Now, if we didn't know, we certainly know now. And the video, we got to talk about the video. Do you know, in all your videos, bro, man, you know, you always look like you're having so much fun. You're always smiling. Do you enjoy the video process?
This is my life, man. Like, you know, I was like, literally, when I think like, I'm actually made to be in front of the camera. Like, it's just like, I don't feel uncomfortable. Yeah. And like, you know, when I've got people there with me and they're all like, you know, love Bhangra, they love dancing, they love singing, like that's my circle. It makes me comfortable type thing, you know? So I love performing. I love going to weddings. I love going to club shows. I love to like enjoy myself. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's like one of them things. You don't want to have anything to like, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. Enjoy every moment of your life, man. Like Bhangra Pao Raj Raj ke enjoy, man. You know, it's one of them ones. I love it.
Love it, brother. Love it. And obviously, everybody is talking about the cameo in the video, Mr. Karan Aujla.
Yeah. My brother, like, you know, I'm very close. Well, even with Sidhu Moosewala, mera khas friend, we had regular chit chats on the messages and we'll call each other, whatever not. And like with Karan, ever since Karan's been on the scene, he's like bare respect. He's like, you know, he listened to our music. He used to jam to our stuff. Like, so that was a bit of a shock. And then, Suk made his album. You know, he came to Derby. We made good friends and his whole team and whatever not. So big shout out to my brother. You know, God bless him. Thank you very much. Babanu Hor Traki Deve Horunu, you know, Deve in life. You know, what he's done for us. It's a big thing. So God bless, brother. Yeah, man. Big up to Karan.
Absolutely, man. The track is out, as everybody knows. The video's out. Everybody needs to go check it out. And, I'm sure, JK, man, you've been getting a lot of inquiries about the Kurti, man, the Scarface Kurti, the Babash Kurti, man. I'm sure everybody wants one. Where can we get one?
Yeah, absolutely. Someone was like, yo, Paji, where did you get your Scarface Kurta Pajama from? And I was like, yo, you can buy it from Primark if you want. Oh, bless. But now all my clothes, like anything to do with stuff like my own fashion, I design my own clothes. Yeah. You know, all my corte chadre that I've always had made, like, you know, I've always designed everything from day one. And like, I've got to a point in my life where I'm having really fun with all my clothes and stuff like. So I'm thinking of hopefully, you know, sooner or later, we'll probably open my own clothing line and start pushing out a few little bits and bobs. But yeah, it's been fun. It was really fun making, designing that. And I'm glad that people like it. You know, it's really connected with the youth. It's connected with people that have watched the film and like, it's just a little nice little thing, you know.
Without a doubt. Now, listen, my brother, before we wrap things up, right, I thought we'd play a little bit of a game, all right? The track is called 82. So, you know, I'm gonna throw some questions at you, right? Okay. And I want to know if this event or this thing happened in 1982 or not. All right? Okay. The Gurdasman album, Dil Da Mamla Hai. 1982 or not 1982?
Oh, Mamla, yeah, 82.
Spot on, correct.
I told you a lot of good things happened in 82, man.
Okay. I don't know if you're an Amitabh Bachchan fan, but the Amitabh Bachchan movie, Satte Pe Satta, was that 1982?
To be honest, I wouldn't know, but the Kini film, so I'm guessing, I'm going to say yeah, why not, let's say yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what, your guess paid off, it was 1982.
Yeah.
Another filmy question, okay, yeah. This is quite relevant, actually. Al Pacino, Scarface.
Oh, okay, I always thought that was a little bit earlier than 82, so I don't think it is an 82 Scarface. But if it is, that's like nuts. Put me out my misery, come on.
It was actually 1983.
Yeah. Oh, was it? It was, okay. Not far off then. Not far off.
Okay. The final one.
Yeah.
The Jay-Z track, Dirt Off My Shoulder.
Yeah.
Was that recorded at 82 BPM?
Dirt Off My Shoulder, 82 BPM. You know what? Because that's so random, yeah, it's got to be true. It's got to be true.
It is absolutely true. Yeah. The Jay-Z track Day Off My Shoulder was recorded at 82 BPM. My brother, listen, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. But listen, we're only at the beginning of the year. And as I said, you've hit the ground running, my bro. What else can we expect for the rest of this year?
I've got a very busy year this year. I've got a couple of mainstream collabs coming out. I've got loads of songs coming out with True School. There's a couple of news that I'll be working with a few other music producers from around the world that will be coming out this year as well. So yeah, it's an exciting year actually, 2023. I'm actually looking forward to it. There's a lot of things in the pipeline. So you'll be the first to know, actually, when we do get all the news and stuff. But yeah, definitely there's a lot to come out this year, bro. Lots to come out.
Well, we'll watch this space. My bro, thank you so much for doing this. And you know what? It's only right, my bro, before we wrap things up, you introduce the new one.
Yeah, man, absolutely. This is like, let me sing a little bit as well, yeah?
Yeah, man, go for it.
This is Amrit Swerch on the lyrics. True School, Maya Stard on the music. He's absolutely nailed it. Vocals by myself, JK. I'm going to sing a few little lines before you play the song. God bless everyone at Sabras. God bless you, brother. And yeah, check this out. ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਰਾ ਕੇ ਹੱਥ ਖੜੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਨ ਹੀ ਪੋਤੀ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਹੋ ਪੋਤੀ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਹੋ ਪੋਤੀ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਚੈੱਕ ਇਟ ਆਊਟ ਅਕਸ਼ੈ ਵਿਦ ਡੈਜ਼ੀ ਮਾਸ਼ਅਪ ਸਬਰਸ ਰੇਡੀਓ